Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome. Thank you for listening and tuning in to tonight's Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in program where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We have things we're going to talk about, and you don't have to talk about those things if you don't want to, or you can.
Some crazy things.
Normally... Rich, you do a great job of bringing in sort of Sunday Free Talk Live style.
Yeah.
You've given it a style, of the types of things we do here on Sundays. And today is no exception, and in fact might be one of the top 20, at least as far as the headlines go.
The benefit is having that week off, because I get to collect more between 2 weeks.
It's really paid off. We have got some doozies. However, I should tell you that the telephone number, if you would like to call in and join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me,
Richie Rich.
Captain's Log, start 809-242-0023. Playing the part of Nikki will be, well, no one.
No one. It's sad. But
stupid babies.
Show must go on.
Gotta be all born and stuff.
I know. Just keep your legs closed for another day. Have your baby on the Monday show.
Can't you just tell her to hold it for a day?
Yeah.
Right, do those breathing exercises. But,
right? You gotta hold it.
Anyway. Nikki's, presumably helping somebody, deliver new life into the world.
She's doing her job.
Yeah, how dare she? Anyway, so...
Given the choice between delivering a baby and being here, I would definitely rather be here.
Oh, I give her crap, but, I get it.
Okay.
You gotta do what you gotta do. She certainly is welcomed to show up at any time if she, finds herself available. I don't think that's going to happen based on the situation, but...
Covered in amniotic fluids.
She's like, oh, hey, sorry I'm late, guys. Hey, have you ever seen a placenta? I got one in the cooler right here.
Yes, all right.
I'm told that in some cultures, that was the delicacy.
Yeah.
Because, it's full of all sorts of nutrition and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But
would you eat it, though?
I'd have to be awfully hungry.
Okay.
Awfully hungry.
I get it. I mean, this is where... I get that there's the conspiracy theory about, they're going to make us eat the bugs.
Okay.
Right? And people are all worried, they're replacing everything with bugs.
Yeah.
But, other cultures, that's what they eat.
Right.
So, if I were visiting those other cultures, I'm like, ooh, yeah, let me try that, grilled cricket.
Yeah.
I just because I'm not going to do that at home.
I took, some sort of outdoor survival course when I was, 18 or something, right?
Eat the worms.
Young. And basic stuff, right? Here's how to, here's what poison ivy and poison oak are. Don't step in these, right? Here's how to build a simple lean-to shelter, right? Stuff like that. But, one of the first things for food was, find an anthill.
Okay.
Stick your hand in it, let them crawl up on it, and just start licking them off.
Okay.
Because they are full of nutrition. And we'll keep you going in a survival situation, right? And they talked about, how to eat dandelions and, that kind of stuff. Make yourself a salad out of, forest growth stuff, right? So I'm aware of these kinds of things.
Yeah, but again, that's a survival situation.
Right.
Right, and other places it would be, a delicacy for tourists.
Well, or, you're just really hungry. Okay. Right? Like, I mean, society, human beings have had to do some, like, you know, things that I wouldn't want to do, right? I'm spoiled.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a child of modern society. Refrigeration and
air conditioning.
Air conditioning and heating.
Yeah.
Right? You know, things of this nature. The internet, right? Although I am older than the internet, at least the popular and commonly available internet. but I would have to be awfully hungry to do some of that stuff. Now, if you look at, what was that Mad Max movie, Fury Road?
Okay, right? The newest one?
Yeah. Yeah, they show this scene where they have a whole bunch of ladies. They're all heavy set with, you know, shall we say, a couple of redeeming qualities
yep.
to each of them. And then they have an apparatus that can only be akin to something you would find at a dairy farm.
Yeah,
right.
The milkers.
On cows, right. And so, and that was like their whole job. They were both feeding children and being constantly milked themselves to provide nourishment to the entire tribe.
Yeah.
That was the product with which, you know, that was how they exchanged their labor for value or whatever and got by in that society. And that society, of course, would use that for trade and barter.
Yeah.
And this isn't like something like, okay, it is out of a science fiction film, but like that particular thing isn't unheard of in human society in the past. Right?
Right.
If you go into history and you look at tribal cultures and their behaviors and stuff like that, like people did things because, well, they were just straight hungry.
Well, it's the foundation of trade, right? Like you have to be able to produce something of value on your own in order to get something else.
Yeah.
And if that's all you can do, because there's nothing else available to you, then that's what you do.
And like there, to some extent, this exists in modern society. There are women who, you know, can, for lack of a better term, they preserve their own and they put it on the market to sell.
Yes.
To other, you know, women who maybe aren't as blessed at making enough and, you know, that kind of a thing.
Especially when the government shut down the baby formulas.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, we
can weigh the imports and see what the market provides.
We've sort of gone off track, but, I mean, not for a Sunday.
No, this is standard fare.
Standard fare. I would like to go to the phones. We have Dave Ridley calling in. Mr. Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I have more New Hampshire primary news.
New Hampshire primary, okay.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh.
So Matt Sabourin of NH Exit, I called in about him last night. He earlier was able to talk to Chris Christie, and I guess more recently he was able to corner Nikki Haley, the presidential candidate, and ask her about New Hampshire independence and what her thoughts would be on that.
All right.
So hang on just a second. I got off guard here, and I have the exact quote here. I'm pulling it up. I'm not sure where she was. Okay, yeah. So, he says, so when he asked her about her declaring independence, she said, quote, "I'm going to make them love the country so much they don't want to go," unquote.
Nope. Fail already.
Me loves you long time. You love country and stay.
No.
That's hilarious. That's all she said about it?
Well, she may have said something else. I can't. I don't have a video.
Yeah.
The video didn't come through. All I have is the text part. That he says that she said that.
Let me comment on one thing that was said on last night's show when you guys were discussing getting support from people who don't entirely value liberty to make the secession happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and there was some dispute on whether we want those people here.
Right.
And I would say, my opinion is yes, we want those people here. Because after they help us with the secession part, they are going to be easier to defeat than the federal government.
Oh, interesting.
We do not need to fear them rising up because we can take them.
Well, I just figure they're allies because they want to secede. Like, and right. That's really, you know, my thing is like.
But if they want to secede and then we secede and they try to turn it into a commie state.
Or if they try to take over, be the warlord.
Right.
Right. I want to rule New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Right.
You can. We can take them down.
Right.
Like that's not a problem. It's the federal government onslaught that would likely be a problem.
Well, I'd like to believe, too, that, like, people who, you know, find secession to be, you know, a solution, right?
Yes.
An achievable goal, and they want to participate in doing so, I would think that being exposed to a community of voluntarists, right,
yes,
might help them, like, learn and become more.
Yes,
right?
You're optimistic, and if that happens, great.
I'm not saying it's going to, but I'm just saying I would think that those people would be of a disposition where they would be prone to be more open to those ideas.
Right, and then we don't have to worry about them. Right. Right, but the ones that don't change, that we do have to worry about, we can take them. You got here, you served your purpose, you tried to screw it up again, and you're out.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like I always say, you know, the federal government, I went to, the state government is so much more benign than the federal government. Like, I went to a state Department of Revenue office.
Sure.
And did a protest in there. Just held a sign and then left, basically, you know, nothing complicated. I did the exact same thing at this federal version of that same bureaucracy, the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that I did at the state bureaucracy, the head of the state bureaucracy came out, shook my hand, and addressed my concerns. At the IRS office, when I did an identical demonstration, they arrested me.
I think you're making my case, right? Well, it's harder to take on the feds than it is at the local level.
Yeah, they have no sense of accountability. But the other thing is, speaking of the New Hampshire primary, I have found a fantastic calendar of all the events that are coming up, so you can, you know, it's difficult usually to find out where the candidates are going to be and everything. But NBC Boston has put up a calendar. I don't know if they've got everything on it, but it'll tell you when and where to go question these candidates. So I posted a link to that on forum.shiresociety.com.
Mm-hmm.
And just to make sure everyone can remember this, I will say forum.shiresociety.com. And you'll never get it out of your head.
Dave Ridley of RidleyReport.com, thank you so much for the call. Have a great night. That guy does good work, man.
Secession is one of those things where it's got to be on the same level in when we're talking about it. It's like the Bitcoin thing. Like, oh, problems in the financial world? Like, Bitcoin fixes this.
Yeah.
Right? Problems in the political world? Like, secession fixes this.
Right, yeah.
You ought not be concerned about it. All you have to do is secede, and that huge problem
goes away. Yeah. For you, or anyway.
Like, overnight. Yeah. You know, it'll create new, smaller problems, right? But as I'm confident, those smaller problems are easier to overcome once we've overcome this large one.
Yes. And especially if, you know, the people in New Hampshire uphold their own state motto. Right?
Yeah.
Live free or die, right? That's their state motto. Not even the whole quote. Just that portion of it is the state motto, live free or die. Now, just that alone, right, should be enough, like, even for people who have no idea what liberty philosophy is and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But just the fact that the place you've grown up in says live free or die should give you that spirit.
That's my trump card whenever I'm dealing with natives who don't want more freedom.
Right.
Like, what are you doing here? Like, I moved because of your state motto, and you're not even living up to it.
Yeah.
You should move. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Your state motto says live free or die.
Yeah.
And you're asking for less freedom? Like, come on. What are we doing?
I'm with you on that one. All right, so moving into show prep for today. This is a lengthy headline, but my God, is it funny. Venezuela's Tocaron prison raided. Moment 11,000 cops storm notorious jail to find a zoo, casino, nightclub, pool and supermarket after the trendy Aragua criminal gang was allowed to roam free for years.
It's ironic that the cops have to storm a jail, right? Like a no-knock raid on their property.
It's not ironic.
We're coming
beautiful.
In.
It's hilarious. And it's beautiful. I mean, it is ironic, but it's hilarious. It's beautiful in that I love when government eats other government, so to speak, you know? And, like, first of all, the jail had to become so corrupt for all of this to occur in the first place, right?
Yep.
And then, of course, the government had to be like, whoa, we can't stand for this corruption. We must gather 11,000 fellow people
to
what's shut the this... population of the prison where they need 11,000 cops?
And like, is this going to become common practice now?
And well, so let's also back it up a little bit, right? If it's run by a criminal gang,
right?
Even if it wasn't corruption, right? It could have been easily done through threats against the guards, right? Like, we've got people on the outside, you've got family on the outside. What's more important to you?
Yeah.
Right. You collect your paycheck, sit in your booth, right, for your 8 hours or however long your shift is, and then go home to your family. Otherwise, bad things happen. And so whether or not it starts with corruption or starts with threats, it ends with this, and then those 11,000 cops, right? Like, you know, what's going through their mind knowing, you know, the risk that they're taking by raiding a gang-run prison?
How do you have a meeting with 11,000 cops? You go, okay, here's what's going down.
Yeah, you get the general, and he gives it to the battalion leader, he gives it to the commander. And
well, I mean, okay, yeah. Or you just, like, rent the local stadium for a day or something, right?
The arena.
Whatever.
The
yeah.
PA system.
Yeah, or the theater or something.
Roll call.
Something that'll hold 11,000 anyway.
Johnson.
State Fairgrounds, maybe. Okay, so 11,000 cops raid this prison. The Tocoron, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Tocoron, T-O-C-O-R-O-N.
Tocoron.
Tocoron. Now, let's talk about what they found. First of all, a zoo.
Good enough for me.
They found a zoo. There are
How do you
pictures,
import an elephant?
There are pictures in this particular article from the dailymail.com, or .co.uk, sorry, dailymail.co.uk, that show, I don't even know, man, like ostriches or something, I don't know, some sort of weird bird that probably isn't native to Venezuela or whatever, right? They had, and the article will talk about it, but they found a zoo.
I went to this prison zoo, and they only had a dog.
Like, even if all they had was a dog, that's still for a prison, right? That's just like, really? You've got a dog here, right? But that's not all. That's just the first of many things. They also found a casino.
All right.
Now, what does that mean? Do they have, like, slot machines? Do they have
a deck of cards,
you know,
and some dice?
The roulette table?
Yeah, they have
the
roulette table.
I mean...
Can I find Baccarat?
Baccarat. Ooh, nice. They also found a nightclub. So what does that mean? Was there, like...
After lockdown?
Yeah, was there, like, you know, a DJ with two turntables and a microphone? Did they have live bands?
That's where
it's at. Did they have... You know what I mean? Was it a dueling piano situation? Did they have cocktail waitresses? These are the things I want to know. You know what?
And where'd they get the cocktail waitresses?
Did they kick people out if they didn't have the right stamp on the back of their hand?
The long prison tattoo.
These are the things I want to know.
I better cover that up.
About this nightclub. It says just pool. Now, I know because I've skimmed the article that they're not talking about a pool table.
Swimming
they're talking
pool.
About a swimming pool.
All right.
There's a swimming pool. Do prisons have swimming pools?
Not that I'm aware
of. This one did.
Okay.
And it's not even like an industrial-looking thing. It looks like something out of, like, I don't know, a waterfront property in Hollywood or something, right?
All right.
You know, it's not a rectangle. It's like a, you know, funky shape round at one end. And
how
it's
do
got
I join
deep,
this
you know,
gang? They're living way more lavishly than me.
But wait, there's more. This is just from the headline.
All right.
They also found a supermarket.
Okay.
Now,
you got to shop for groceries.
Okay. So, first of all, the word supermarket means something different, right? Like, in my mind, I would think that they would have something akin to a neighborhood convenience store.
Okay.
Right? They got, like, extra toilet paper that's
the Korean
too
ones.
High priced, and you could get, like, deodorant and maybe cigarettes or something there, right? You know, but prison price, right? So not, you know, street price. But, like, they chose to use the word supermarket. So I'm curious if they're going to reveal just what that means. Because
fresh produce, imported fish.
A supermarket implies supermarket.
Yeah.
Right?
It's bigger than a market.
Yes.
Yeah.
That it's super, and it's got all the stuff. It's got, you know, the fresh vegetables. It's got a deli. It's got, you know, I mean, that's what I'm thinking in my mind. They've used the word, so I don't know. With what the answer is there, but
you go to the prison deli, you're like, can I get the filet mignon tonight?
Yeah,
that'll be three packs of cigarettes.
I'm throwing a little shindig for me and the boys. Can you cut up some real nice ribeyes for me?
Yeah.
The Venezuelan government has regained control.
or so they think.
They just wanted to, like, you know, play some cards, take a dip in the pool, right? And the prison wouldn't let them in.
Yeah.
Right? That's probably what happened. They weren't corrupt enough to be let in.
They didn't have the correct prison tattoo to get through the door.
Yeah, you got to have your stamp. Don't you know this from nightclubs?
Right. There's gang member bouncers standing at the gate.
Just like a regular nightclub.
Guarding the prisoners from entry. You could easily let them out, but no. With a swimming pool, a supermarket, and a nightclub, who would want to leave?
All right. I'm going to try and read this because it's one sentence. The Venezuelan government has regained control of a prison that had been under the rule of the country's most powerful gang, which built its own mini city within the jail walls that featured a zoo, a club, and a swimming pool.
Second most powerful gang. The government is still in control.
Yeah. The government deployed 11,000 cops and soldiers Wednesday to the Tocaron prison, which doubled as the Tren de Aragua's headquarters in the north-central state of Aragua. The notorious criminal group set up small shacks where some members lived with their families.
All right.
And had access to satellite television and the internet.
I'm telling you, man. I'm in. What do I got to do?
I go to jail in Venezuela, apparently.
No, but you got to be in the gang. You can't be just another prisoner. You're not going to be in the club.
But, I mean, once you're in there, you can make friends, right?
I don't know.
You know, figure out a way to work for them or something.
All right.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm not doing what it takes after I get into prison. I want to do what it takes so I get some respect when I get into prison.
Oh. Well.
I'm not going to hold on to any pockets while I'm there. Jesus. What do you take me for?
The Tren de Aragua Zoo is said to have housed tigers, lions, crocodiles, and pumas that were used to challenge prisoners and the authority of government officials.
There you go.
Oh, my.
Is that all it takes? Can we import some crocodiles and some pumas to New Hampshire?
Tigers and lions and bears. Oh, my.
Ferocious cats.
They had a zoo with tigers, lions, crocodiles, and pumas.
Just missing the bears. Yeah.
Like,
to fend off the state, though, right? Yeah. Like, those animals were good enough to, like, fend off any other cops that would come in.
Until they figured out how to gather 11,000 of them. Well, take it back.
Strength in numbers, man.
Apparently.
If you get all that in, you can't get firearms through that gate? Or do they know they're just going to take it back once they leave? It's like the U.S. leaving Afghanistan.
The gang had its own nightclub.
We're just going to wait them out. Okay, do your raid, shake us down, and then leave so we can get back to nightclub business.
There's more ridiculousness to this story. It is just amazing what they were able to achieve within the walls of a Venezuelan prison. It's Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. More coming up.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The major film and television studios delivered their best and final offer to the striking writers, adding to significant hope that the negotiations to end the months-long strike will conclude with an agreement this weekend. Negotiators with the Writers Guild of America were expected to review the offer and deliver their response. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and other top Garden State Democrats are calling on Senator Bob Menendez to resign, a sign of how quickly the senator's political support may erode after his shocking indictment indictment on federal bribery charges. And Ophelia, now a post-tropical cyclone, is moving up the East Coast, bringing heavy rainfall and threats of flash flooding and dangerous surf from North Carolina to New Jersey. New York City issued a travel advisory warning of a long-duration rainfall event. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
He said, yeah.
Yeah.
We are back. Back we are.
We are.
You could be here, too, if you were to dial 603-283-6160. That's the phone number here in the studio of Free Talk Live.
You'd be here in voice only. What? Your physical body would not be here, but your voice would be.
Yes, you could be with us on the show being broadcast.
Yes.
Yes, as in here on the broadcast.
Okay.
Not here physically, as in the same space that you and I
are. But you could also be here in the studio if you just visited Keene, New Hampshire at some point.
I mean, we've had many a visitor here in the studio before. I'm sure it will happen again.
Yeah.
That being said, in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about this article from DailyMail.co.uk, in which a prison in Venezuela was raided by 11,000 cops, and they found inside that there was a zoo, a casino, a nightclub, a pool, and a supermarket after the Tren de Aragua criminal gang was allowed to roam free for years.
Probably had a more stable currency than the Venezuelan government, too.
Apparently, the zoo housed tigers, lions, crocodiles, and pumas, and they were used to challenge the prisoners and the authority of government officials.
That means they were feeding those things, too, right? Like, you couldn't get away feeding all the prisoners with regular prison food, but you got the supermarket and then the pet section.
They fed them prisoners.
Oh, I'm sure at some point.
You know? Like,
I don't know if that's like the regular diet, but if you're gonna use those things for defense, right, and authority.
I'm just saying all the television and movies portray prison as a violent place, And I assume that if it's run by gangs, that there's still violence inside. And if somebody gets out of line and gets taken out, you know, they're dead. And then what are you going to do with them, right? You're going to bury them? No, you're going to feed them to the zoo animals, right?
I just, much like on the outside, I don't think that there's that steady a level of violence. I don't think it's, they're murdering like one prisoner a day to feed to the animals.
Right. Like, but I'm just saying, like, on the occasion, a guy, you know, got shivved or whatever.
I'm sure they've eaten human beings.
Right. Yeah.
Especially the crocodile.
There's a lot more to say about this, but first let's go to your calls and thoughts. Unscreened caller, what's your name? You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. This is why we screen calls, to make sure that the caller is there and we have audio. Caller, if you can hear us, please try back. All right, we'll continue with the story.
I mean, we took a call earlier, so we know it works. We'll play the caller on this one.
At any rate, the gang also had its own nightclub named Tokyo, but spelled with an I.
Oh,
Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Spanish for the Japanese city, apparently. So that's all just, you know. In Tokyo, inside the nightclub, the inmates regularly partied at a restaurant. There was a restaurant.
Serving fresh sushi.
Where prisoners dined with their visitors.
All right.
Imagine, like, you're in prison, and, like, your brother or something comes to see you, and you're like, hey, come on, let's have dinner, man.
Where are we going?
You know? Oh, they got ribs here. Come on, man. Oh, my gosh.
See, again, right, Venezuelans on the outside, starving, prisoners, restaurant.
They
bring visitors.
There's more to say. Let's check on the caller. Caller.
It's Ricky from the Commonwealth there, brother Captain.
Well, hello, Ricky from the Commonwealth. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, brother Richie.
This is his second comeback.
Well, this is part three of my Bricks trilogy.
See, he's on the veteran minimum contract now.
Oh, okay.
Right? And so, like, he's on a snap count. Okay. He rarely practices. And, you know, he only gets in a couple of plays per month now.
All right. Just to keep his medical benefits.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
What the hell has this got to do with me?
I don't know.
You're a veteran.
Okay.
You're
nonetheless,
veteran
this
of the
is part three of my Bricks trilogy, you know? I mean, when Egypt and Saudi Arabia that morning entered the BRICS alliance, it all came clear, you know, and I did the analysis. And then after that, I pointed out economic oblivion. But part three of my trilogy, I wanted to focus a little bit on that because I heard Pecos Mountaineer use the word pain, you know, and it's worse than that. It's more like suffering.
Yeah, fears are suffering.
Yeah, well, kind of. You know, I
Ricky
mean,
from the Commonwealth. He brings the suffering.
No doubt. I'm the breath of fresh air, you know? I mean, we have 330 million people, okay? This is something that's never happened to a country with 330 million people. It's going to be worse than that, too, because not only, like I said, is the money be completely worthless and we're not going to be able to pay our workers, the problem is our gold's going to be worthless. Sorry to say, because BRICS isn't going to be interested in our gold, and they don't need it either. And there's only a couple good things coming out of this, if you want to call it that.
Wait a minute, Ricky. It doesn't matter if nations value gold, right? It only matters if individuals value gold, because that makes it an instrument of trade.
It's already
right.
Nice.
I mean,
trade.
We could trade the gold amongst ourselves,
right.
But the problem is, things are going to be so bad economically. I mean, what is the value here? I mean, you know, it's going to be very difficult, you know?
Well, the market will figure it out, man.
We're going to
people that produce things are going
to
know what they want to get for it.
We're going to figure it out if we survive it. Now, here's the only good things I can see coming out of this. And it will be oblivion. First off, the top 1% of the people on the street will be equally worthless. I mean, that's actually a plus, you know. So it'll kind of bring people together out of necessity. Now, also, I didn't want to see it this way, but, you know, everybody's going to carry a gun. You know, in fact, I predict the government themselves most likely will blow the FFL away, encourage it, you know.
So it'll be like New Hampshire then.
Everywhere will be like New Hampshire, you know?
So we win.
But here's another one I didn't bring up because it was so obvious, you know? It's odd because in 2025, you know, I have a campaign manager now, you know, and in 2025, I'm
going to run again. Your mom does not count as a campaign manager.
Hey, come on. I got things going on this time. Everybody's going to love it, I'll tell you. But, you know, I'm running for 2025, and it's for the 2026 election. Now, that's the year we're going to suffer.
Wait, what are you running for?
Representative of District 189.
Of Pennsylvania?
Commonwealth.
The Commonwealth, Pennsylvania, that's right. Currently held by, but this is old school, Representative Probst, you see. Yeah, screw her. But the fact of the matter is 2026, if you take 2026, that's the election year, you see. That's the year we're going to suffer. You know, and if you deduct 250 from that, you'd come up with a magic number. You know, that wasn't an accident by bricks. And you know, it's funny because I thought about, well, I guess I could blame it on the federal government. You know what I mean?
Yes, I mean, we know what you mean.
That's just what I run, you know?
Ricky, do you smoke marijuana?
Whenever I can, yeah.
Just checking.
I mean, is that okay with you, Captain?
Totally okay with me.
Oh, I've known to put some crystal up my nose, too, you know?
I mean, as long as you're not harming anybody or anybody else's property, whatever you do, it's totally up to you, man.
Well, you heard my story when I used those two examples about the non-aggression principle, you know? I mean, that's the only time I ever harmed anybody in my life.
I was just listening to you, and I was like, I wonder if he's stoned right now.
Well, why?
Sounds more
because
like
my voice
suffered a
sounds
stroke.
Funny?
Yeah.
No, you just sound high, man.
No, that's me being natural. That's who I am. Well, wait till I start running. Because, you know, I'm going to start wearing the battle flag again the beginning of October.
You know, you realize that running for an office doesn't mean you have to do any actual running, right?
The second coming of John Fetterman.
Oh, well, see, that's the thing. I call it the Commonwealth Tour.
Ricky's
see,
in a tracksuit.
There's a lot of crazy stuff going to be happening.
He's got
a hoodie
and some basketball shorts on.
You see, Trump, as an example, he got all this
all right,
money.
Well, hey, Ricky,
see,
I got to take some other calls, man. Good luck on your campaign. Call us back. Let us know how it goes.
No doubt.
I don't know what he was talking about at all.
Like running for office.
I was completely lost. Bricks is going to destroy the economy and something other people won't trade gold.
And this was part three of his trilogy somehow. I'm like, what happened to the first two parts? And
As bad as the sequel trilogy was, it was better than that.
Let's move on to Jerome in South Carolina. Jerome, you are on Free Talk Live.
Trump train!
Hello.
Choo-choo! Thank you.
Shalom.
Is that a Jewish Trump train?
By the way, how about the Chris Christie train? He's fat enough to be a train.
He's too wide to even
pick
on the tracks.
He's fat enough to be a caboose.
He needs to form his own snack food company, and his flagship product should be the Chris Christie Crisp Krispies.
Fried chicken and dumplings.
I don't think he'd be good at fried chicken. He's from the Northeast.
Hey, Northern people eat fried chicken. Have you ever eaten
Yeah, but
fried
Northern
chicken?
People don't need to make fried chicken.
Yes, they need to go Why to some not? Southern place to buy the fried chicken.
Or get somebody from the South to come up to the North and open the joint or run the joint for them to do the cooking.
I know this might be a shock to you, but I bet there are fried chicken places where you're in Vermont, right?
New Hampshire.
There are people in Vermont. New Hampshire. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I love your governor, Notch. Anyway.
We don't love him either.
Yeah. Continue, Jerome.
That Chris Christie, man.
No, we're talking about fried. No, I don't care about that guy. We're talking about fried chicken. It's important.
No, I don't want to talk about I want to talk about Chris
You
Christie.
Want to talk about fried chicken.
Come on, Kreme. Man. Fried Krispy chicken is Kreme. Way more important than politics.
Krispy Kreme Krispy. crispy.
If there was a Krispy Kreme up here, I'd be in heaven.
The best fried chicken I ever had was by some ancient grandmother in a two cast iron skillets on the stove using real lard, not Crisco, you know what I mean? And she did the coating herself, whatever that was. It was flour and some seasonings and whatever, and just had the lard melted to the right point, and then like, oh my God, it was so delicious. And she'd do thighs, legs, breasts, it didn't matter. It was the most delicious southern fried chicken I've ever had out of Alabama, of all places. Now, I've also had actual Kentucky fried chicken, not the franchise, but a restaurant where like home style fried chicken, right? Delicious, right? The South makes some of the most delicious food on planet Earth.
So I've never been to the South in that capacity, but the best fried chicken I've had, there's a bar in Spokane called Wheezes, and that was the best fried chicken I've eaten in my life.
Nice.
Now, I watched Chris Christie on Meet the Depressed this morning.
Meet the Depressed. Was he eating a bucket of fried chicken in his appearance?
No, but he would have made more sense if he was, because he's just so full of crap, you know. And then
maybe he should open a fried chicken joint. Christie's Crispy Chicken.
He'd probably eat up all the profits anyway. Then I had to watch the game today.
I've decided now it should just be called Chris Krispies.
Yep.
That's all it should be called, Chris Krispies Fried Chicken.
Then I had to watch the game today, and he's up there with Jerry Jones again.
Are you talking about football now?
We get it, Jerry. You're a Republican. We get it, Jerry. Jerry Jones. You're a Republican because you're sitting up there with a fat, dumb Republican. Who thinks he's going to be president?
Wait, is Jerry Jones a Republican?
I can't imagine him
not being. As he hangs out with him, he is. I don't hang out with Republicans.
I've never paid attention to, like, the politics of NFL team owners.
I mean, that's fair. I don't. If they had the liberal philosophy, I don't think they'd be as well off as they are.
Agreed. Okay. Yeah. They have to be, entrepreneurs at some level,
right?
To run and own a business of that magnitude.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Yeah.
Hey, Krispy Kreme, Crispy.
It's fried chicken, Jerome. Jeez, man. How long you been on this call?
He was.
Oh, man.
Now he's like his enemy. He's like.
What if you fried the donuts? Like enemy in chicken one oil.
Jerome, have you ever had donuts fried in chicken grease, chicken oil?
I stay away from fattening stuff.
Even how good would that be, though?
Methinks, really.
That stuff ain't good for you, man. See, you young.
I mean, I got a bacon glazed donut that was delicious.
I'm an older person, man. I can't be eating that stuff.
I saw this recently.
Well, you can appreciate how good it would be, though.
Yeah, I saw this recently.
No, that grease ain't good for you, man.
I didn't say good for you. I said good.
Check this out. You get a large onion, right, and you cut it in half.
Okay.
And then you cut, like, big, thick onion ring style rings out of it. So you core the center, and you only use the thickest, outermost rings. They have to be intact rings.
Okay.
And then you take regular ground beef, right? And you just sort of mash it into the inside of the ring, right? Of the onion ring itself. There's no batter on it or anything at this point. Then you take and you wrap this sort of onion ring with a ring of ground beef in it. You wrap it with bacon.
Okay.
Right? Until it's covered in bacon, and then you either bake it in the oven or you drop it into some.
How much do you weigh?
Well, you know, enough to hold me down.
About 350 pounds, I'll bet.
Yeah, no, it's much less than that. No. I am fat.
We're done with fatties.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I love to eat, Durham. It's no secret.
You need to call your doctor and have your cholesterol checked.
No, I need to open a series of food joints because these things I describe are delicious.
You add Krispy Kreme Krispy.
I'm just saying, imagine...
Would he sue you if you patented that as the name of your...
the Chris Krispies Fried Chicken?
Yeah.
Make a caricature of his face so it's not exactly his face? Take advantage of that?
He should have the all-you-can-eat buffet.
No, that's how you lose money.
Did you know, Jerome,
He's already had a few all-you-can-eat buffets. If you look at him, he thinks he looks good now. Because he's always on TV. What Why does he, like, where's he, why does he go look in the mirror?
Jerome, do you know that buffet is an acronym?
For what?
Big, ugly, fat frackers eating together.
Ah.
Hey, thanks for the call.
The wonderful
Jerome.
Thing about having money or power is you don't have to look good. You can still get laid.
When or being a dude.
Yeah. Right?
When Jerome starts making like noises like he can't breathe anymore, I think
you should have kept him on the phone. Know. We might have to call medical help for him. Now we'll never know if he doesn't call in again. Like, man, we pushed him over the edge with that Chris Christie's thing.
He's got life alert or something. Right. And I'm sure he seems like the type of dude.
All right.
I think he'll be okay.
Does he really seem like the dude to have life alert?
I don't know, but. Okay. I don't...
He seems like the dude to not have other friends.
Which is why he calls us Sunday evening.
Yeah. Life Alert's going to answer the phone like, oh, it's Jerome again. What do you want this time? Can't you call that radio show?
Let's move on to this unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What's your name, please?
Hayden Bart.
I'm sorry, what?
Hayden Bart.
Hello, Hayden. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Not much, really. I just called.
Good reason to call.
Yeah, I know, right?
What's up with you guys?
What?
Go ahead.
The one guy before Jerome was just absolutely all over the place. So
yeah, you got to get used to that.
That's Ricky from the Commonwealth. You see.
Yeah, like, who refers to the area as Commonwealth anymore? That's an outdated statement.
I mean. But also, like, do you hear the way he talks? He claims to be from that area. But I don't know how you can talk like a foghorn leghorn when you're from Pennsylvania.
Okay, he didn't sound like he was from Pennsylvania at all. No,
the one good thing about him running for a politician is he's good at, like, never getting to the point.
Yeah.
And just talking around the issue.
He's the filibuster guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when they're in their session and you need a guy to just stand there and say a whole bunch of nothing for, like, 3 days or whatever it is they do and they stage these filibusters, that's the guy you want up there doing that.
This is your moment, Ricky.
Yeah.
It's filibuster time.
Somebody grab Ricky. It's time for the filibuster.
Hey. Yeah, I do gotta agree with you guys on the South actually has the best food. I'm actually in North Carolina right now, and
barbecue.
Yeah,
we do have really good barbecue here, but now our catfish is the best.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been to a good restaurant in New Hampshire.
Ooh.
I'm open. I've tried many different ones.
I've been to New Hampshire a couple of times, and yeah, I've never had good food there.
Yeah.
This
like, I don't like leaving the state, but if I really want good food, it's either like a chain restaurant because I know it's consistent, or I gotta leave the state.
This barbecue joint that opened up in Marlboro,
Smokehouse,
H-A-U-S, Smokehouse.
Yeah. Okay,
Smokehouse. It's sure. Legit. It's legit. Their brisket's great. I've been to many, many barbecue joints. I've never been to a barbecue joint. This is wood fired, you know, nice ring around the briskets, right? You know, the different colors, all that kind of stuff. I've never been to a barbecue joint that when you order the brisket, they go, do you want fatty, lean, or mixed?
Ooh.
Sorry to interrupt you guys, but have you guys heard of that, cult deli called Yellow Deli? They're, like, all over the world. It's, like, a kind of, like, Amish deli.
No.
Almost. Like, the people all live there. It's, like, a whole community. They run the restaurant and live in the restaurant.
Okay. Where is this located if it's just one Amish deli?
Oh, no, it's not one. There's, like, some in Germany. There's a couple in England. There's one in Hickory, North Carolina. Not Hickory.
Okay. Aside from the fact that they live in the restaurant, what makes this Yellow Deli special?
More of like community wise, because like they have multiple chains all over the world, and it's kind of like a whole religion based restaurant.
Okay.
I think it's kind of a.
So you have to say grace before they'll give you your food.
What is the name of the chain?
Yellow Deli.
How is it spelled?
Spelled just like yellow, Y E L L D-E-L-I-O-W.
Okay.
And then Delhi.
Like D-E-L-I or D-E-L-H-I?
Like that would be New Delhi. Delhi.
Right, yeah.
D-E-L-I.
All right, hang on. I think I found it. Welcome to the Yellow Deli.
Captain's Googling.
Biblical Falls. No, I'm using the search engine of my choice,
oh, okay.
Which is not Google.
Oh. That's probably why you can't find it then.
Right. There's one in Oak Hill, New York.
Apparently. Until what I'm looking for no longer is on the first page of Google, I'm sticking with it.
There's one in Hiddenite, wherever Hiddenite is, North Carolina.
Yeah, that's the one I went to.
And so, like, okay, so you went to it. What did
what's
you
the
think?
Experience?
Yeah, yeah, what's the experience like?
It wasn't that bad. It was, I don't know how to describe it, really, to be honest with you.
Did you have a hot...
They put meat on bread.
Did you have a hot steamed sandwich while you were there?
No, it was more of like a tomato, like a, kind of like a pizza sub, almost.
Apparently hot steamed sandwiches are their specialty.
Okay.
They've been serving hot steamed deli sandwiches since their beginnings in the 1970s. The bread and rolls are all made in-house, and you can try the deli rose or the Reuben. If you're avoiding meat, we think you'll love the veggie burger or the yellow submarine. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it on, like, wood-fired stoves, then, because of Amish?
Yeah, I've read enough.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I've read enough. Their website is annoying enough that I'm like, okay, I've seen enough.
The Amish people have a website that says something right there.
It didn't say anything about Amish at all, but...
Oh.
Yeah.
Described it as Amish, because it's, like, the best way to describe it. I don't know.
Okay.
I guess more old tavern-y kind of people. I don't know.
See, when you say tavern, I immediately think booze.
Yeah. Speakeasy.
Yeah. Although tavern, like, in most places now, legally anyway, tavern refers to beer and wine only.
All right.
And bar refers to beer, wine, and hard alcohol.
Are we really going to let the government define where we're going?
Well, they already have, so.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we're not going to the tavern tonight. I want a shot. We must go to the bar.
Right. Like, there used to be a thing called public house. And you still see these today, and hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you. You still see these today, but they're just a place where you can buy beer.
All right.
Right. But a public house used to literally be that. It's just a place where the public could go. You could bring beer, or you could barter and trade with people and that kind of stuff. But 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. Hour number two is next.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.